Hachzik Musar Yoimi, day number 20, as we begin the second Shaar in the Orchei Sadikim, the Shaar of Hanava. We learn to the Shaar Rishon, which is the Shaar of Gaiva, and then we continue with the Shaar Hanava. Says the Orchei Sadikim on page 97 of the Treasure for Life edition, Hanava Yimida Nechmedes. Hanava, humility, is a noble trait. Umayla Taiva. And a good quality. So we started on one extreme with gaiva. Now we flip all the way to the other way, which is anava. You've already spared yourself and saved yourself from many evils. Someone who reaches this level, this honorable level, isa mitzvah, is in reality performing a mitzvah, umekabel schar, and he receives reward lefi goydel an visanusai, according to the level of anava. As much anava that one has, as much humility that one contains, he receives reward, and it's considered a mitzvah. Ki anava is shayresh, the roots of avaida, of serving Hashem. And a small action of an anam is kabbal of Hashem Baruch Hu, is accepted in front of Hashem, 10,000 times more from the great action of one who is haughty. Teaches Gemara, but the action of the one who is haughty, anam is kabbal of Hashem Baruch Hu. Because it's a tayeva, it's abomination, it's disgusting when an act is done from such a gaiva place. Shenemar tayevas Hashem called gvalev, as we saw in the previous shair. Ubavarzem, because of this, soyik veinay nene. Maybe this is why we wonder, we're davening, we're screaming, Hashem, why aren't you answering us? Because when we scream from the top of the mountain, when we feel like we're on the top of the mountain, from that place of gaiva, Hashem doesn't answer. Shenemar gam ki zarba tefila nenu shemeya. He does mitzvahs, with Hashem throws them away. Umevi karban, even veino mitkabel, it's not accepted. Shnemar mi gam b'chem yizkur d'lasayim min chuloy eretzam yetzchem. V'nemar l'sechem sevuah zivchem v'achlu basar. Aval. So now we turn the page. Now we bring a little bit of humility into our lives. Now we realize that we need anava. B'midas anava v'ashiflos. Magia lechol tov. It brings us to all goodness. Why? Kivla anovim yitin chayim, says Shlomo HaMelech. To those who are humble, Hashem gives favor. Kiv sheishlochein b'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then what happens? Tzayik, he screams, and guess what? V'nena miyad, Hashem answers right away. Shenemar terem yikro, even before you call out. V'ani ane, I will answer, says Hashem. Vayisay mitzvah, does mitzvah, kavlan, and some Hashem accepts him benachas u'besimcha, with joy and pleasure. Shem ki gvar ratu alikim ez ma'asech of loy. El shemis avalan. Can you imagine? The creator of the world is mitaveh. He is lustful. He's desirous of what? The actions of he who is humble. Shem avar l'ashem mincha. Yehuda. V'yerushalayim. Umahi anava. Okay, so it sounds givaldic. Our tefillos will be answered. Hashem will want our mitzvahs. So lemaisa, magi anava, what is anava? Hachna v'shiflos hanefesh. Hachna, we gotta be low. V'shiflos hanefesh, lower our souls. V'yachshev atzukayin, we have to realize we're nothing. V'chayova, the b'chleis l'chos man, one is obligated at all times. Li'oz nivze be'inav, to be unworthy in his eyes. Ushval ruach, in a low spirit, v'rach leiv, in a soft heart. V'ruach nishbar, in a broken spirit. Shoyresh anava is what? Neged haboyrei is the way we view ourselves via God. Sheyach shevatzmai. And this is very critically important because we often maybe have a misdefinition of anava. Says the Aruch HaZadikim, anava is between the way I view myself standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sheyach shevatzmai, you think. Baishu shalei v'shaki dubari v'aisher. He thinks he's calm, he's tranquil, he's healthy, he's rich. Asher aboyrei baruchu etiv imay taiva. He knows he's wealthy, he knows he's healthy, he knows he's powerful. But then he's a makir and he realizes, why did I get this? Why did Hashem give me all of this? And that is anava and humility, the yachshav, and he realizes, Gedulas Okel, how great Hashem is. V'roimim ha'stivartoi, in his exalted nature. V'yachshav, and he thinks, Mani, who am I? Halo ani bria shvalam, a low creation, might very much so. Vani oilid, I'm standing by the mashavel v'ar kolom. I'm standing in this low and temporary world. V'yachshav, and he thinks, Kol ma'i zetayim shukhalas, is anything I'm able to do? Einam or what? Ki imtipa min hayam, it's a dat. Negin ma'a shani chayev lasus. I have so much more I need to do. V'yase kol ma'isav loy l'shem kavoy. Doesn't do all his actions for his own honor. V'lo l'hachle v'shar adam. And not to flatter people. V'loy l'shem hana. Not to get the benefit. V'yase kol l'shmaya gadol. Zeh. That is shoyresh ha'anava. Aval, however, let's say, when does he humble himself in front of Hashem? When there's a problem. People are dying right and left. He loses his wealth. He gets old, and as he turns frail, all of a sudden, he starts to be humble. It's accepted. Hashem realizes, okay, you're in a bad place. You're down and out, and now you're turning to me. Okay, Baruch Hashem. But that's not the Ikar Anova. The Ikar Anova is when everything is going well. And you're able to stop and attribute that to Hashem. Chayv Adam, the Snagig Banova, the Masa, the Matam, the business, and the Adam, and the Amam, and the Mamanis, Lazal of Nimishur, Zadin, and the Koladam, and to go beyond the letter of law with each person, and Chola, and Agasai, and Ma'ilam, and all the way he works in this world, I call you a Beshethlos, should be low, Benachas, and pleasant. We'll pick up from here, Besiyata, Dishmaya.